It seems like Russians should know better than anyone how to survive freezing weather, but that's not necessarily the case. Each year, hundreds of inhabitants of the biggest and the coldest country in the world freeze to death. Most are homeless. But some are people who have jobs, pay their taxes, and live in their own flats. As Anya Ardieva reports from Moscow, many residents are looking forward to spring.
47-year-old Natalia Simakova lives in St. Petersburg, where the temperature fell to minus 20 Fahrenheit this past January. She says radiators in her apartment are so old they freeze and burst, and she has to spend her entire day wiping up the dirty water. The vast majority of Russia's heating system is centralized. All buildings in each city district are connected to one central boiling station, from where hot water is delivered to radiators in flats by hot water pipes. Most of the system is worn out, as it was built in the middle of last century by the Soviet state, and its replacement would cost Russia hundreds of millions of dollars. In Moscow alone, more than 250 homeless people died in the streets this winter. But in other parts of Russia, the situation is much more severe. 14 regions suffered serious breakdowns. One man in Siberia froze to death in his flat when the heating was cut off. The republics most affected by the cold were Karelia and Komi, as well as the Leningrad and Novgorod regions, all in the northwest of the country. These parts of Russia are simply not able to maintain their aging centralized heating and water systems.
Nothing has changed. We haven't been to school for 2 weeks. Temperature in the classes is just a little above freezing.
12-year-old Alexander Vershinin lives in the region of Karelia, where just minutes before midnight on December 31st, the town of Muzirsky found itself without electricity, heat and water. Apartment blocks housing a total of 600 people, a hospital and two hotels were affected. Later, the number increased to 6,500 people. At one point, the outside temperature got as low as minus 35 Fahrenheit. Dozens of people were hospitalized for hypothermia or frostbite. The New Year's holiday hampered immediate attempts to repair the central heating systems. But even several weeks later, the heat system had not been restored. Residents of some villages even blocked roads in an effort to draw attention to the problem. They say if repair work had been done during the summer, there would be no need to do it in the winter. Communal services and local authorities are mostly blamed for the freezing apartments and lack of water in the flats. Earlier in the year, Russian President Vladimir Putin made his Prime Minister Mikhail Kasyanov responsible for helping the regions after the first reports of heat shortages came up. But not much has changed.
These are very painful problems, and the situation remains serious in a number of regions. The Far East and other regions have again reminded us about it. I'm asking the Prime Minister and the government to report to me about what can be done to help these regions.
Finally, several criminal cases were filed in Russia against those local officials who failed to ensure that heating systems were ready for winter. Low salaries and corruption are two reasons for the disaster, but more important is the slow pace of repairing Russia's deteriorating housing and heating infrastructure, a large part of which is more than 50 years old. And although such repair work has been on the agenda since at least 1997, there has been no visible progress in transforming the worn-out systems. At the moment, Russians pay only 70% of their services. The rest is paid by the state. And many people here fear that if their communal systems are privatized, they will no longer be able to pay their bills.
This is a very Russian thing, this freezing weather. We're taking a walk. We love it.
For some, like 52-year-old Moscovite Grigory, winter is a fun season. But most are patiently counting the number of days left before spring arrives later this month. For Common Ground, I'm Anya Ardaeva in Moscow.